Welcome to Beyond Rent, the property management podcast brought to you by Rent Manager. Each episode, we sit down with an expert to talk industry updates, tech solutions, and top tips for those in the property management space. And now, let's get to the conversation and go Beyond Rent.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Beyond Rent. Creating a great resident experience can be delivered in many different ways, including green initiatives. So today we have Stacy Brown of Real Property Management joining us so we can learn more about how these green initiatives work and how they enhance that resident experience. Stacy, welcome to Beyond Rent.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We were talking before we hit record, and you've got lots of experience, and so I know you have a lot to say on this topic and really how the residents experience these green initiatives and maybe even some smart initiatives as well. But before we get into the topic, let's make sure our audience knows more about who you are. So, Stacy, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, Joe, thank you. Again, a name is Stacy Brown. I'm the Senior Director of Training for Real Property Management. I sit at the in the corporate office out here in Irving, Texas. My position within Real Property Management for the last 12 years has been to train folks who purchase a property management company how to run a profitable property management company. And it's just been an absolute blast. I love being able to stay within the industry that I adore and be able to keep abreast of things clear across the country. So again, thanks for having me on, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for that background. And so you're the Senior Director of Training there. What other roles have you held within our industry in the past? Because you said you've been around for a little while in our industry. Have you been in training primarily, or have you moved around into different roles?
Oh, goodness. I started a Coons age ago, if you'll forgive my colloquialism there. I started as a leasing agent at a large apartment community as a means to move out on my own. And from there, I've gone through every single position within property management up to and running my own property management companies, consulting with other property management companies and their efficiencies. And then this role opened up with Real Property Management, and it was at a time when I really was tired of running the companies and tired of the risk. And I thought, wow, this way I can stay with it and actually not move around anymore. So it's been really great for me and a lot of fun to, you know, watch people come in new into the industry I love and just take off and be successful.
Yeah, thanks for that background. And I really love hearing how people progress through our industry and use that experience to further their career, but then really give back and help others, right, further their professional lives as well. So thanks for sharing all that information. So green initiatives, we tend to hear that phrase. It's really not a new phrase at all, right? Going green, things like that. It's been around for many, many years. But it's not going away. It's one of those things I think we continue to hear more about because it is important. People do care about the environment. They do care about what that looks like. So when you think about green initiatives, where does your brain go first? Like, what's the first thing you think about when you think about going green initiatives in our industry specifically?
My brain instantly goes to, I've got to audit the properties, right? I've got to know what my baseline is first. Again, I come from a time when our first green initiative was putting a brick in the toilet tank. So, you know, we've got to go through and see, you know, where we are doing pretty all right and where we can really make the highest impact quickly and then determine what we're going to do from there, right? Because is it just that I need to replace all the incandescent bulbs with LED, or is it something even more drastic that I need to do? Like, are all of my appliances not energy efficient? When was the last time I had the air conditioning or the heater serviced and or replaced, right? So my mind instantly goes to, first, I've got to see where I'm at, and then let's start with a plan and implement what's going to make the most impact to the residents and the most impact to the investors that own those properties.
So, Stacy, what does one of those audits look like? And because audits can be really intense. And when I hear audit, I think intense. We are getting into the weeds. We are really thinking things through, and we're documenting it, and we're really thinking about every little piece that touches that property. So what does that look like when it comes to a green initiative?
So with the green initiative, and let's just take water, for instance, right? Maybe we'd go back and we would look at the last 5 years worth of water bills, take out the seasonality of those fluctuations and see if at some point, all of a sudden that ticked up and it stayed that way, right? Same thing with electricity, for instance. A lot of times you'll find that a green initiative that you may need to do, and this doesn't sound like a green initiative, but it is I've got to replace some wiring, right? So we've got to start with the bills of the property. And then also your renters are going to come to you and they're going to ask for these things, right? What sort of things can I count on within this home? I had a renter that walked away from one of the rental properties in one of my franchise offices because the appliances were old. So again, the audit is whatever each individual wants to put into it and how deep they want to go. Realizing, of course, not everyone is as numbers crazy as I am.
Well, I think being numbers crazy is probably good for a business, right? It's really where you can really discover how to operate your business better. And you mentioned it may go all the way down to the wiring. I never would have thought wiring is a green initiative. So what does that look like? What does that mean to go all the way down to the wiring for your audit?
Well, a lot of the homes that real property management offices manage are older homes, right? So if you've got that old wiring in there, not only is it not efficient, but it is potentially also not safe. Other things can be brought up when you start to talk about going into the walls and doing things like that, right? Do I have a need for further insulation, right, to make sure that the home is efficient as possible? A lot of people don't think of windows as a green initiative either, but for heaven's sakes, how much heat and air conditioning goes outside of a window all the time? So it can be very intense, or like I said, it could be, I'm going to put in some low flow toilets, some aerators, and some LED bulbs.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're breaking it down this far, because when I think green initiatives, I think those big items. I'm thinking solar panels, things like that, that I think most people probably tend to think about when they think about green initiatives, but you probably shouldn't start there, right? There's all these other places that you really can start, and that audit really reveals that. In your experience, how long does this audit take per property? Is this a couple hours at every property, or is this a couple of days at every property? How much time is somebody investing in this audit?
Generally, at least a couple of days. And of course, that's going to be dependent on the size of the property. You know, I go all the way from a single family home up to, you know, a 3,000 unit multifamily building. So I'm going to there's a lot of different things to look at within that. And I'm glad you brought up the EV chargers and the solar panels, because you're right. That's the first thing people think about. And that's probably the last thing that they should be thinking about as they're trying to come up with an initiative such as this. You know, something that's a lot easier is putting in a composting garden. And you can do that from single family all the way up to those 2,000 units, right? Recycling. There's a lot of other things you can do that can impact not only the environment, but your bottom line, the investor's bottom line, the renter's bottom line. Plus, you know, it makes people feel good. Not only you as the property management company, but your renters, definitely, again, they're demanding these initiatives. And of course, your investor, right? They're going to be able to get some tax breaks and things like that as well. So it's a great thing to look at for any property, I believe.
Yeah. And there's a lot to unpack there, because there are a lot of stakeholders involved, a lot of people impacted. And I think everyone's going to look at it differently. And you even said it makes you feel good. How much of, when we think about the resident experience, are these green initiatives focused on, I'm going to say, the actual benefit of the environment versus the benefit of the bottom line versus how the resident feels about the place they decide to call home?
You know, that's a tough question, Joe, because I feel that they are all equal. I really do, truly. Because again, you want to be able to say that you're being good for the environment, right? That makes people feel good. The renters are demanding it because it makes them feel good, right? And the investors, again, they feel good because now their asset is going to be preserved. So I think it's straight across the board on that one.
Yeah. And a lot of times the way people feel it's directly related to the benefit that happens or the result of what happens of those things being put in place. So let's discuss further. I guess so we have the audit. Let's say you do the audit. You have some details about your different options. And there's lots of different options of where to go. And you kind of already mentioned some of these. How do you start coming up with that plan? Because you can't really get anything done until you have a plan of what you're going to do next. So from audit to plan, what does that look like?
There's a bunch of different ways to go about that, to be honest. You could certainly hire a consultant to help you come up with a plan. You could survey the residents and ask them what it is that they're looking for and somewhere to live. Or, you know, this sounds terrible, but heck, what, pick up an industry magazine and see what people are reporting that they want to see at these properties. I got to tell you, the majority of the properties that real property management franchise offices run, they do single family homes. That's the majority of their portfolios. And those gardens and those composting areas and that recycling are huge. But again, also the LED lighting, smart technology so that I can keep my utility bills down. These are all popular, and it doesn't matter, again, whether it's single family or up to those 2,000 units. I think that there are very easy things to figure out within your community that are needed. I noticed at the end of my block, as a matter of fact, we have an empty lot in the town that I live in, and they just put in a community garden. You know, that thing is full and people are visiting it every single day. And I live in a single family neighborhood, but there's also a sense of community, right? That happens when you're getting together and you feel, again, I feel like I'm doing something good for the environment. Plus I'm saving some money, and now it's a social thing as well.
Yeah, I love how it's multi-layered in that way. And the whole garden and composting idea is really unique in the fact that I think what most residents value most are the things that they'll touch the most, right? So when we think about all these different ways, and to kind of go back to an earlier comment about the wiring, no one will notice the new wiring, right? Even though that might be the best place for some properties to start because it is old, it is unsafe, so you may have to start there. But what is someone going to touch the most? That might be the best place to start. When you think about composting, that can be daily.
Yes. I mean, there are a bunch of buildings in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, where they have actually taken their community gardens and they've put them on the sides of the walls. So they've made it part of the architecture of the building. So now I've got an architecturally interesting building that's catching people's eye. People want to be part of that initiative and they want to live there. So their vacancy just dropped. And the community is very happy. In fact, they brag. Their social media presence went through the roof with all of the renters going out and saying what a great experience it is to be there. That was just one green initiative.
Yeah, that's a great sign. And again, looking at different benefits from having green initiatives, one of them is the press, right? The marketing element to it, as people are looking to attract certain types of renters, maybe, or new renters to their space. Green initiatives can be huge. You kind of made a comment earlier about looking to the industry to learn what people are asking for the most. Do you have any insight into what are some of the most common requested green initiatives by residents?
Smart technology, LED bulbs, low flow plumbing, right? Those energy efficient appliances. And believe it or not, the right up there with those is those community gardens.
Yeah, that's great. So those are all really, really nice things to have. And you had mentioned the smart home or smart apartment type items. I tend to think of that as a technology upgrade, but tell me more about how that fits into the green initiative side of things.
So, well, a lot of people, when I say smart, they go, oh, you mean the Ring camera? I'm not talking about cameras. I'm talking about controlling the temperature variation within your home to be able to regulate your usage and your carbon footprint, right? I'm talking about the ability to be able to, rather than get up from your Netflix and go turn off the lamp, you just turn to Alexa or whomever and say, turn off that lamp. So it's about saving energy more so than it is about the technology of the smart integrations.
That's a great point to make there. And I am that type person, right? That I think more Ring cameras. I think access control with my phone, getting through the front door and things like that. That's what I tend to think of and think less about, I guess, more of like, I would say, you know, a Nest thermostat and things like that, that are controlling energy usage. But those are all very valid. And it sounds like people really want those things.
They do. I mean, I've had renters that set up for, you know, their Alexa Dot or whatever to remind them that it's time to replace the filter in the HVAC, right? In the refrigerator, in the water softener. And they've found that that became a good tool for them to then make sure that they're letting the property management company know if they see something else, right? Because we're not able to go through all of the homes and apartments that we manage all the time. So it kind of puts the renter in the driver's seat, per se, right? So now not only am I living in a community that has these great green initiatives that I can feel great about, but I can also be part of that whole initiative and part of that drive.
Yeah, and that's actually a really interesting point, too, when we think about the different types of properties and units out there, single family versus more of a multifamily setting. A lot of times, the way that single family is operated, they are treating or wanting that resident to act like a homeowner in many ways, replacing filters and taking care of things. And in my experience, and I'd love to know your thoughts, I think most of those renters fall into that category. They are closer to a homeowner in the way that they approach where they live compared to maybe somebody in a multifamily setting. Do you tend to see that as well?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. You know, in a multifamily setting, we want to control that by going out and replacing those filters because, of course, this system is doing more than one home at a time. However, there are those things within the multifamily that do require a renter to take care of, such as batteries in detectors, right? So finding a way to get your renters involved with it and get them excited about being a part of it and not only being a part of it, but helping to push it forward, push the agenda forward. I think that's where that magic comes in, where you were talking about marketing earlier, right? That's when that magic comes in.
It really is. And if you can get your residents excited about what you're offering as far as amenities and initiatives and things like that within their home, I do think they will fall in line and get excited about those things as well. Even if they were maybe not that person that was looking for that initially, I think they can start seeing the value as you talk about the different features of the home that fall into a more green mindset.
Yep, absolutely.
So when we talked earlier about the different value of these initiatives to the resident versus the bottom line versus the owner, things like that. We talked about the plan and prioritizing that plan. How often do you see, I guess, the focus being more about the resident versus people looking at that list and saying, what brings the most value to either the owner or savings to the bottom line? Is there balance there? Do you tend to find that people focus more on maybe the bottom line and saving money and adding value first?
Yes. Unfortunately. And that, again, I think is that same answer that I gave a little while ago, which it should be balanced between the three. Because what is the most inexpensive may not be the most impactful to either the property itself, the renter, or even the investor, right? I say that because I hear a lot people say, oh, I'm going to go put EV chargers in. But why? Right? I mean, I think they're great and, you know, they've got them in many businesses around and many communities have them as well now. But for like a single family person to go put in an EV charger, I have to question to what extent, right? When do you make your money back? When does that make an impact on not only the environment, but also on that resident that lives there? You know, solar panels don't mean no electricity bill. You know, so many people think that doesn't mean no bill, right? They're expensive to keep up. They're, you know, the batteries go bad on those. So I think part of it has to be that bottom line, right? Because that's part of your audit. You've got to decide how much capital you're going to put toward your initiative that you want to start. And I think that just being very, very honest with yourself about what impact it's going to have to the community. And don't even go as granular as the renters. What impact is it going to have on the community that you're in? And if you can answer that and still be able to write the check, then you're down on the right spot, right?
Yeah, that's great insight. And I love hearing that kind of candid feedback on where we're headed, because things like EV chargers are getting, and solar panels are getting, a lot of press, a lot of attention right now. And again, there's nothing wrong with those, but it's kind of the new flashy item that's out there. And while we are seeing an increase in electric vehicles, things like that, it's still, I'm assuming, I haven't looked at the data recently, a very, very small percent overall of the vehicles that are out there. And therefore, it's also a very small percent of the renters that you are accommodating with something like an EV charger. So when you start thinking about, I guess, EV chargers specifically, is there a tipping point where you say, yeah, now it's time to do this? Or for most of our properties, are we still a few years away from that?
I feel like we're still a few years away, but there are those little niche markets where, you know, this is a huge burning issue, and the electric vehicles or the hybrid vehicles outnumber the other vehicles 2, 3, 4 times to 1, right? So I think, again, we got to go back to the community in which we're serving to make those decisions on not just a gut level, but on an intellectual level. Go back to, that audit. Again, I like my research.
Well, and going back to the audit does make sense. And, you know, I guess a little story on my side, I'm from Ohio. I live in Ohio, and there's electric vehicles here. I see them all the time. We have coworkers that drive them, friends, family that have EV at this point. However, it's still a small percent, I would say, overall. However, I traveled to San Diego, California, not too long ago, and I was shocked at the percent of electric vehicles driving around San Diego. And I guess I really shouldn't be too surprised by that, based on different demographics and mindsets and so forth of different areas. And that's just a reality, right? Different areas have different mindsets and maybe adopt things quicker. And I would say in areas like San Diego, I think they're probably earlier adopters of all types of things that when it comes to technology. So what you're telling me is operators in your, wherever you're located, you need to go and kind of see what's happening in your area. Like you said, go back to the community and understand what they truly want and need right now.
Oh, absolutely, Joe. I mean, there was a property down in Las Vegas that decided that they wanted to put in a car wash. Now, Las Vegas is high desert. For heaven's sakes, they don't have all the water in the world, even though Lake Mead is right there, right? So then they thought, oh, well, we're going to recycle the water. So basically put in a water treatment plant. But they waited until they had enough of phases built out to have enough of people that were going to utilize that service to make it worth it, right? No different than properties that put like the dog washing stations in, right? It's that you got to have that same mindset when you're talking about this. And I said, I think a lot of people get so excited that I'm going to be green, you know, that they just go out and they instant, oh, and I'm going to make all this money. And you'll hear from asset managers and from investors that'll tell you, you know, I'm going to put up solar panels because I'm getting back $9,000 from the government. Educate yourself on what exactly there is out there, what the cost is, what the upkeep is, right? What the repair costs. You do a reserve study on anything that you're going to put in. And also to track it with the onslaught of LED bulbs, for instance, you would be surprised how many people in a single family situation, at least, will take off out of a property and take all of the light bulbs with them, or they'll replace them with those old incandescent, right? It's yikes. If you're spending, you know, $20 a bulb, that's a yikes. So those are, yet again, more things that we've got to keep track of. So that's another thing, too. Do I have the right systems available to be able to track everything that I've done in each individual unit as I start to put these initiatives into place? Who's going to take care of it? Who's going to pay for the onslaught, right? So lots of factors come into any of these sorts of initiatives, but they are certainly worth it. I really feel that they are worth it.
Yeah. Again, more great insight in this idea of really understanding what you're getting into. We did an episode a while back about reserve studies, and the reality is most people are not doing reserve studies, right? So they don't even know how much they should have in reserve. And then they may be taking on, you know, large capital expenses for solar panels or EV chargers, not knowing what that's going to increase in ongoing maintenance long term for their property. And obviously, ongoing maintenance is a major concern. If you talk to anyone right now, maintenance costs are up. They're way up. We all know it. So we should be finding things that are easy to maintain, lower cost to maintain. Sounds like we all just need to go plant gardens and put in compost, right?
Well, I'll come and compost with you, Joe.
So let's say you did your audit and came up with a plan. You actually implemented a few of these items that you thought were really, really the right ones at the right time for the right community, all the right things. How do you go and talk about this? Because we talked about the marketing angle, communicating to residents. How do you recommend people talk about it? Because a lot of people want to know, well, what's it saving? What's the ROI on things like this? Even the residents want to know things like that.
Sure. Well, obviously, it's going to take a little bit to get that ROI, right? I'm going to have to actually do that as at least 90 days before I can even make a forecast what the ROI is. But talking about it, we go right back to how I feel, right? Blast it on social media, blast it in your newsletters, put PR statements out to the different news agencies. I mean, heck, drive around in a car with a bullhorn. Just talk about it, right? It amazes me how many people do some really great things in their communities and just wait for someone to notice rather than making sure that everyone understands and they understand the impact of whatever that initiative is going to have on them. And like I said, those high-rise apartment buildings downtown Salt Lake City, they were brilliant. They put the community garden right on the wall. I mean, there was no missing it in downtown Salt Lake. You saw that, oh my goodness, that's a carrot. And is that a squash? Right? Growing right off the wall. And it was really neat because not only did it get the residents excited, but it got the whole neighborhood excited, which then got the whole city excited, and then the whole state, and then the surrounding states too went, well, gee, maybe this is something I want to do, right? So talk about it. Plaster it on email. Plaster it in your social media. Have, even let your colleagues know. You know, the property management industry is such a tight-knit industry. And although we all may be competitors, we're all out there to help each other out, right? So let's say that I went out and I was going to do that community garden or, you know, I was just upgrading appliances and, you know, you were in the office down the street. I might take you to coffee to tell you what I've been doing and just see what your thoughts are. Hey, maybe you think I'm crazy, but you're going to talk about it one way or the other.
That is very true. People love to talk about what they hear. And you're absolutely right. And not that all communication to residents is negative, but let's be honest, there's a lot of communication that needs to go to residents that isn't always what they want to hear, whether it's a rent increase through lease renewal or all types of things are happening, right? Oh, we need to come and do an inspection. There's all types of communication that we're making out to the residents. Anytime we have something positive to talk about, we should try to talk about it three or four times, not just once.
Use this opportunity to get the residents involved and get them feeling that ownership with it. Ask them to track, you know, if it's something that's going to lower their utility costs, ask them to track their utilities over the next 90 days and report it back to you. Right? There's your audit, Joe, right there.
Absolutely. And people will want to talk about that. A lot of people want to have pride in where they live. Most people do have pride in where they live. And when they know things are good, they're getting upgraded or they are falling within a green initiative, I think they'll want to share that with others that, oh, I just moved into this new place and you wouldn't believe it. They have this crazy garden on the side of the building it's a single family rental. And I moved in and there's this beautiful garden out back. And I'm not a gardener myself, but I think I'm gonna learn how to do it because, you know, it really kind of inspired me to learn more about the environment. People will talk about those things.
Sure, sure. And recycle bins matter as well, right? People get excited when they show up and they see, okay, well, there's the garbage dumpster. But instead of just a can for recyclable, which we all know that the majority of the things that get put into those have to go into the landfill anyway, because they're not being cleaned, they're not being separated, they're still food, right? But when they see a community that cares enough about recycling to have different recycling bins for different materials, and that's where that compost comes in, really big time, that gets them excited, right? Because you're not just pretending to care superficially. You've done your research. You've dug in to see what matters.
And maybe that's the biggest point here is you really have to care about this, right? You really have to learn about this and put initiatives into place that show that you're not just trying to do it for the marketing, which is important, but you're really doing it for the right reasons and you're really trying to make it a better community for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if people are listening to this and they want to learn more about green initiatives in real estate, in property management, whether it's single family, multifamily, any type of property that's out there, what are the best ways for them to learn more? Because I think there are people that do care, but let's be honest, we get wrapped up in our daily lives and we don't always have an opportunity to learn all the things we want to learn. How can they learn more so they can put this in action?
I mean, obviously there are a ton of government agencies that talk about it, the EPA. There's a ton of agencies. This is going to sound really contrite, and I please don't think that of me. Google, start Googling. And again, remember there are agencies out there. There are also people that this is their business where they'll go out and they'll help you to design these initiatives. But there is so much information available at your fingertips just by doing a search online that it's a little overwhelming, to be quite honest. And a lot of times, especially, well, if I were in San Diego, I bet you I could find a town hall meeting where they were talking about, you know, some sort of green initiative that I could attend. So don't discount your local sources, you know, your libraries where they're posting things. If you go to a website such as meetup.com that tells about all the different meetings in your area, every now and again, you'll find environmental meetings. I know that they were pretty popular when I was in Portland, Oregon. I could find a meeting like that at least once a quarter. So bevy of resources out there. There's really, in my mind's eye, there's really no excuse for anyone in our industry to remain ignorant when it comes to green initiatives, because it's here and it's not going away.
Oh, that's so true. I mean, we even started the conversation saying that this whole idea of saying going green has been around for a very long time, right? It has staying power, and it evolves over time. And I loved how you gave resources that aren't necessarily specific to our industry, because this is much bigger than our industry. And anything that's green anywhere can be applied to our industry, right? And I think that's what's great. These are homes, just like any home. It's just a rental home. So you can take all these same green initiatives and green ideas and apply it to what we're doing in this space.
Sure. And maybe even do them for yourself in your own home, right? I mean, there's so much to learn. As you said, this has been around so long, but the sophistication level is finally to the point that it's not an idea any longer, but it's here and so easy in many cases to implement.
Excellent. Well, Stacey, as we kind of turn the corner towards the end of our episode here, if people want to learn more about you or what you're up to at Real Property Management, is there a resource or a way they can reach out?
Sure. You can go to our website. It's at realpropertymgt.com, and be happy to talk anytime.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to talk about this really important initiative. Like we said, it's been around a long time. It's not going anywhere. And I love that you said it really is becoming more sophisticated to the point where these are actionable. These aren't just theories anymore. We've done this long enough that it's time that we all step up and go green, right?
You betcha.
All right. Well, thanks again. And thanks to our audience for joining us today for another great episode. And until next time, keep going beyond rent.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Beyond Rent. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word on social media and with your peers in the industry. To be notified when more episodes are released, subscribe using your favorite podcast player. Beyond Rent is brought to you by Rent Manager Property Management Software. Learn more about Rent Manager's industry-leading software solutions at rentmanager.com. Until next time, keep going beyond rent.